One of the things that I saw on your site as well, Libby, is that you have directed two Ford Foundation grants on engaging difficult dialogues. And that seems relevant to what you were just talking about. What is this concept of difficult dialogues?
The Ford Foundation initiated that project because they wanted to help universities across the U.S. begin to develop the skills with their faculty, their students, and others to engage with each other with respect, the most challenging, controversial, important topics of our times, whether those are about climate change, for example, which I think climate change and ocean acidification are probably the most critical issues of our times because, as David Orr has said, we need to address those so that all the other struggles may go on. So those kinds of conversations, or they might be about eliminating racism, they might be about gay rights, health care, gun control, you name it, right? We have a million of these, and that is at the heart of a democracy, is that we have to decide how to move forward on policy, on value questions, right? So the Difficult Dialogues projects are all about trying to up our skill levels. What strategies can we use? What processes make it most effective to engage with one another across difference, whether that is across ideological difference, racial, ethnic differences, gender differences, religious differences, what have you, in the belief that that is the heart of a democracy, is that we don't use violence to solve our differences. We don't dehumanize the other parties because they hold a different perspective than we do. We want to be able to draw upon and honor all of the gifts of all of our people from all of our different backgrounds, because we've got some big challenges out there and we're going to need everybody's creativity to get there.
Well, I think I have to leave it for another time to get into the nuts and bolts of that, but it sounds a very interesting topic to me. It sounds crucial. I want to note that the items that you listed as the most important things to talk about are probably not the same list of things that perhaps Fox News would put up there as the topics. We have to talk about cutting taxes or increasing industrial production or free trade or whatever. Those might be the topics they say. Those are the ones we have to talk about.
Well, and let me just jump in and say, I think they're right on many fronts. They may frame them differently, right? The issues that we have to talk about, for example, are how are we going to feed everybody and have a healthy, productive economy without wrecking the world, right? That's probably our biggest issue right now. How are we going to make agreements across the planet that support the well-being of all people and at the same time ensure that our ecosystems that are the life support for everything we do and without which we cannot have an economy continue on in ways that will continue to support humanity? At the moment, we're perilously close to doing such damage to our eco-life support systems that the game will end. So they do not frame them the same way because they have a whole different orientation in terms of where their focus is. But I would put out again that I think if we can find ways to honor the deeper impulses that people have, even if we disagree with them, we have a better chance of arriving at some kind of mutual solutions. Many people's focus is on their immediate survival, even when they have millions of dollars, right? And if we can dig under there to kind of begin to identify where they're coming from and not resist it or humiliate them or fight them or argue with them or try to put them down or try to vote them out and, make them look as bad as possible, that usually breeds hostility, resentment, and a tendency to get people back. And in indigenous cultures, they are very careful to show that if you dishonor other people, it will come back and get you. So we have to find ways to stop disrespecting each other on this very profound level if we hope to go forward together. And at this point, really, given what's happening on the planet, I'm not sure we have a choice.